Blog Talk Radio.
The Metal Injection Livecast is brought to you by Truth. Truth is giving you a chance to win free tickets to the 2012 Rockstar Uproar Festival daily. Visit facebook.com/truthorange for your chance to win. It's that easy.
Hello, Chuck Landington welcoming you to an all-new Metal Injection Livecast. We're only 1 week away from Robert Passboner's birthday. I hope he likes my gift. It took me 8 months to save up for this autographed Brooke Hogan poster. He better like it. Here's the show.
Oh my God, Chuck, how did you know? I love Brooke Hogan.
No, I don't.
He is a pretty disgusting woman, that Brooke Hogan.
She's wrestling now.
Like Hulk Wiggum.
She's on CNN. Oh.
She's going to be on a pay-per-view wrestling a match.
Is she going to wrestle that chick that WWE had that was like a goof on her?
Christy Hemme?
The one who, like,
no,
and stuff.
Jillian Hall.
Sure.
No,
are
she's
gonna
really.
Fight?
No, she's going to wrestle with her horrible career.
Which Jillian Hall was a riff on Brooke Hogan, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, she was trying to be like a pop star.
I know that, but I didn't know that that was a slam on Brooke Hogan, though.
Yeah.
TNA should hire her so they could have like a face off. Like Jim Ross versus, what was that writer guy?
Oklahoma.
What was his real name?
Ed Ferrara.
Yeah. Why do I remember that?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Why do I remember it either?
You
could
have all the real guys versus their fake goofy imitators. Goldberg versus Gilbert.
Was it Gilbert?
Yeah. It was a Gilbert.
It was a guy named Dwayne Gill.
Yeah.
A terrible jobber. Like he was hired to lose to everybody.
Yeah.
Skinny guy, like 140 pounds soaking wet. And they dressed him up as Goldberg.
Really?
And had him come out to the ring with the same type of music.
But the thing is, Goldberg would come out and there'd be like explosions and stuff. When Gilbert came out, he just had two sparklers. It was fantastic. It was great.
It actually sounds kind of awesome.
Yeah, it was really funny.
But all I can think about is like Dilbert and Dogbert in my head.
Close enough.
We actually did that when I used to wrestle in our stupid public access show. We had that same idea like 2 years earlier. And we did it. Remember Eric?
Uh-huh.
This kid, Eric, like he's like a mentally challenged guy that used to hang around in our group. And we had him come out. He was Eric Berg. And we did the exact same thing with the sparklers.
Oh, my God.
We had smoke bombs. We put him in a bald wig.
Oh.
Gilbert was actually bald.
Eric Bischoff.
Any video?
Of that? Yeah. Definitely.
Lost hair.
Yeah.
He
should
By the way, you heard a fifth voice on the live cast. It's our, it's our special guest sitting in for the episode, Sean. Thank
Sean.
You for coming in.
I literally was just in the neighborhood.
Sean joins us from Harlem.
Actually on remote. Not really here.
What website are you with? Do you have something to promote?
Whatever. Sean has
whichever
a blog called Belly Full of Hell. That hasn't been updated in about 2 years.
Oh.
Spleen Latifah.
It was updated the last time Sean was on the live cast.
2006.
Wow, really? It was that long ago?
Probably 2008.
So what's new and improved in your life, Sean?
I
feel like we have
tons
a focus.
Of gay sex. That's it. That's all. That's really... What else would I need to talk about?
Really?
Yeah, that's,
tell.
That's it. I mean, just... It's tons of gay sex. What else is there to tell?
With whom?
Am I allowed to participate next time?
Sure, yes.
Sid! Oh, my God!
I mean, just... Sid, your butthole seems a little loose right now.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's because gas is escaping.
Yeah. Ew, it smells like noodles.
Sid, did you have noodles?
No, I had a 7-layer dip.
What do the noodles even sound like, smell like?
I don't know, like, you know.
A ramen
like
poop.
Is that really
like
a bad thing? Like, if my farts smell, I'll take that. That my farts smell like
I don't
noodles.
Know, like,
well, they usually smell.
Well, what the fuck are noodles are you eating? Your noodles smell like farts.
Oh, no, not the farts.
No, but I would take noodles over your usual beach diaper farts.
No, it's like baby food. You know when you put noodles in baby food?
Noodles
in baby food?
I don't
know. I've never put noodles. I don't. Why do you do that?
Oh, it's cheaper sauce.
Why do you have baby food?
Yeah. I don't have baby food.
It's a new fetish.
But I have been around babies.
Are you dressing men up in diapers and stuff like that?
No, ew, I'm
man
not
baby.
Into that.
Yeah.
That's kind of gross.
I kind of would like to see Rob as a man baby.
Baby one noodle.
Have you seen me in my underwear? That's me as a man baby.
I have seen you in your underwear.
There you go. Then you've seen Rob as a man baby.
Oh.
I'm sorry. No man baby talk.
Oh, damn it.
Would you ever wear a diaper if you know you're
like
sexually?
Another,
would you ever do that? Are you that open-minded?
I guess.
It's hard to get at the sexual stuff if it's covered in a diaper though.
No, but
you're wearing a diaper sexually.
No,
with like an escape hatch in the back or something so you could pull.
No, you'll,
no
like,
but the
you'll
whole thing is that
some boobs.
Yeah,
and
then you like change the baby's diaper and you wipe them down.
But wait, so does the baby have to actually shit in the diaper or is it just play shit?
Oh, that's where things go downhill.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could shit in the diaper while
just pee your diaper.
Hard to maintain a boner with the smell of actual.
Yeah. Also, so close to
your own.
If it's a little wet, it might go around the other way.
Wait,
no, we don't want that.
I thought you said that you jerked off while taking a dump before.
What?
No. Yeah, while you're sitting on the can.
No, on the dumper he's jerked off in a hotel room.
Yeah. But
you were
because,
the dump?
Because myself and Taryn were in the room.
That was a revelation.
At least he was considerate enough to go into the bathroom.
And it wasn't the
bathroom. That's not good. I'd rather do it fucking in the same room with me, not dirty the bathroom.
But the bathroom
up
wasn't in our room. The bathroom was like down the hall.
Yeah, but we had to use that bathroom.
Like a shared hospice kind of thing?
No, it was in a hotel, but for some reason
The
bathroom was like around a corner.
It was still better than that Los Angeles bathroom that I went to with you and
Frank. Oh, my God.
What?
Yeah. We went to, like, I forget how this was, but we stayed in two different hotels.
One was in Los Angeles and one was in Vegas on the same trip.
Okay.
That's what it was.
No, so Sid, were you there?
This was not with Sid. This was the we went 2 years in a row. One, the second was with Sid.
I feel like I've only been to Vegas once. No, it had to be something else that some hotel. But anyway, we were in this hotel, and it was the worst hotel ever. Darren was sick, so he was like dying. Yeah. Maybe this was L.A. to Anaheim because we were going to NAMM.
Maybe.
And,
well, I was there for that.
Oh, you were there for that, too? I don't know.
I went to NAMM more than once, though.
Oh.
Okay, so then that was probably it. And so, Darren's like, I just need to go and use the bathroom as soon as we get there. And then he goes.
Did you have the D?
I had just everything explosive.
Was that the third D in Darren Delgado?
Yeah, diarrhea.
Diuretic Darren Delgado. So I forget, like, was the toilet clogged before you took a shit or after you took a shit?
No, it worked fine. It was not clogged. It was, it wouldn't flush.
Mm.
I think that was the problem.
But that was a problem.
Yeah.
Why is it every time you travel with Rob, there's
but I didn't clog it.
Yeah.
The toilet was fundamentally it was broken when we got. You should have seen this place. It looked like like a Mexican shack on the Mexicali border.
Yeah, no, that it's so true.
The breakfast tacos there were fantastic though.
Yeah.
No.
In the bathroom.
No.
You just scoop your tortilla.
The only guy there was like a 17-year-old kid. And Darren's like, our bathroom is broken. So he comes in with like a plunger.
And it was your poop in it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, man. Did that make you feel uncomfortable?
Well, I don't know because I was passed out in the bed, miserable, shivering from my fever. And I never actually was conscious of the guy fixing the toilet. But I assume my shit was in there because we couldn't flush it.
So Darren disgraced the toilet.
Yes.
Then passed out.
Do you think that plumbers have a fetish with, like, shit and cleaning toilets?
I don't think so.
Maybe a percentage of them, but
that's
I feel...
That's really into plumbing?
Yeah, I feel like the majority of them just don't care.
Well, I had... I don't know what to say recently. A while ago, I had a plumber come by because my toilet was really badly clogged and it was, like, overflowing.
It was an epidemic.
It had nothing to do with shit. It was, like, objects in there. It was, like, fucking, like, I don't know, dropped pens in there and stuff.
What are your cats doing when you're not home?
Yeah. Or what are you doing there?
Are pens in your toilet?
Like, I don't know. Sometimes I'll go in there and do a crossword puzzle, I guess. And maybe
leave it on the seat?
No, when you get up, you would flush and put the pen on the thing, so maybe I knocked a few pens.
Or maybe
in
he
there
left the pen
there.
On his thigh and he stood up in his arm.
Okay.
No, I wouldn't put it on my thigh. But anyway, the point being, the guy came over to do the toilet, and he's like fucking standing there snaking it like as if he's jerking off. He has this like zealous look on his face.
Oh, no.
He's about to come. So I figure maybe he's into that. Did a good job, though. He unclogged it.
All right. Well, of course. He wanted to do his best. He'd call him again.
It was very creepy. He sort of looked like Kramer from Seinfeld.
I wouldn't like that.
You want to picture Kramer like zealously snaking out a toilet.
That was season 4, episode 7, I believe.
Yeah.
Kramer snakes a toilet.
I feel like all professions have to have some sort of, you know, percentage of people that are doing it to get their rocks off. Like
all professions?
Yeah. I mean, well, not all professions, but like professions that could be sexualized.
Like a shoe salesman?
Yeah. Another foot fetish person. Right. Or like the prostate doctor.
Yeah.
Just likes looking at peens and fingering buttholes and stuff.
I feel like a lot of the gynecologists who are women are closeted.
I'd like to...
Like, my gynecologist...
Okay. Go on, I want to hear about your gynecologist. I'm going to read something from the
My gynecologist is super, super dykey, but she has a husband and, like, 3 daughters.
How would you say she's dykey?
She has very short hair, and she's...
She's pussy in front
does
of
she,
you.
Yeah, she uses her tongue when
she uses her mouth to give me a pap smear.
Well, she doesn't want her hair falling into your pussy as she's examining you. So
no,
she's
but it's like short. It's like that, you know, that big, you know Marcy from Married with Children when she had that short haircut?
Yes.
She's a legend.
But how old is your doctor?
She's probably like in her 40s.
That's a 40-year-old woman dog.
That's a mom haircut.
Yeah.
But she wants to look at pussies for a living. So.
She also doesn't wear makeup, and she wears like manly sneakers.
You're a doctor.
She's supposed to impress.
Yeah, all the vaginas come out.
No, watering heels and fucking rouge
I wish.
Yeah.
I think you're the one sexualizing.
Yeah.
It's like
there's no candles in the room. Yeah. There's no incense burning.
No,
it's like
her demeanor is like kind of masculine.
Well, maybe she's trying to be as non-sexual as possible in the office.
Because she's a medical professional.
Yeah, specifically because of...
I feel like she should look like the nurse from Animaniacs, like all the time.
Oh, yeah. That's it. She can look good.
Let me
a pap smear.
Let me read this to
Put some fucking makeup on. Is it that tough?
Yes. So someone in the chat asked a very interesting question. What if women shit out of their cunts?
Is he asking me what if that happened?
Would you be less attracted to vaginas if that was the case?
No, because I I sometimes fuck the butt.
Would they still have butts? And what would the butts do then?
I don't know.
That's you just use the butts as vaginas.
What sort of mad science is this?
They pee
would
from
the
their
baby
ass.
I thought the babies come out of the butt, like butt baby.
If you heard that qualifier, please answer the question so we can proceed. Is your gynecologist hot? That's another question from
the chat. We just established
this. No, she looks like a dude.
But in other words...
Did she make a hot dude?
No, it's a valid question. Like, is she an attractive woman that dresses unattractively, or is she just...
She's not grotesque. Like, her face is not falling off or anything like that.
I like that.
She's...
That's good. Her face is
that's
not...
That's a qualification for sure.
She's not a Nazi soldier from Raiders of the Lost Ark. Her face is not melting off. That's your bar for
a I would
kick
it out of the bed.
Someone in the chat named Noah's gynecologist says, Noah, I need to cancel your next appointment.
Is that real, Sarah?
My appointment's coming up, actually.
Can we get her to call in?
My gynecologist?
Yeah. Bring a recorder with you. And
can
just
she give her diagnosis over the air?
There should be some stories there.
Now, you're saying that she needs to clean up when you come in. Do you, like, bejazzle and shit before you go in?
I mean...
What do you do? What kind of rituals do you vajazz?
I mean, I usually take a shower. And
sometimes you go in there with a stank pussy?
When's the last time you showered?
That's rude.
No, I go there, I take a shower before my appointment, it's not stinky or anything.
But, like, directly before?
Does it usually get stinky?
No, but, like, you know, if I'm walking around all day and sweating, it's not going to be the...
Does the doctor's bathroom have a bidet? So you could, like...
No, there's no bidet.
This is a good question. I don't understand why you're laughing, Sean.
I think they should.
I like the word bidet.
Well, you can't even say it without laughing. Sean.
Yes.
Bidet.
I can't do it, man. It's a silly word. It's a silly object to wash buttholes.
If I was looking at pussies all day, I'd put a bidet in my office.
You can't. There is no bidet, though.
A bidet?
You know what's awkward, though? Whenever I go to the gynecologist, they give me a cup for like a urine test. Mm-hmm. But the bathroom is separate from the examination room. So, I never know exactly how much to pee. Like, do I fill up the cup or do I fill up half of it? So, I usually just go with half. Mm-hmm. And then I have to carry my pee cup down the hallway to the examination room.
So you're saying they should be closed.
So it's a good thing you don't fill up the cup because you don't want to have spillage.
Well, they come in caps.
Yeah. No, you have the shelf.
No, they don't.
They
give me a plastic cup. Like you.
Is it like a Subway cup?
What? Yeah.
Like
like with your $5 footlong here peeing this?
No, a cup like the water machine would have.
That's what they give me when I go.
Like a Dixie cup, really?
Yeah. Dixie cup, yeah.
What kind of doctor's
not they get like specimen jars with screw tops.
No, usually they give me a cup like that and then the doctor pours it in the specimen cup.
Yeah, they don't want you to eat all over the edge of the specimen jar. Yeah.
Are you like, going to the doctor in like Sedan or something like
no,
that?
No, I feel like it's, yeah, like what
in
Rob
a sedan?
Said.
In a car?
In a
car?
Because it's very messy.
I like that my doctor respects me enough to think that I can pee into a cup without peeing all over the outside of the cup.
I've had doctors that gave me
dick in there.
I've had doctors that gave me the specimen cup, too. I've had both of those.
Yeah, I just pee in the cup. I put the twister on and then I just...
Paper.
In the bathroom.
Well, yeah. The thing
not
is,
eco-friendly.
For what I've found is normally the
you will have none of it.
Right.
The specimen thing is like a test tube, so it's like tiny. How are you going to aim?
No,
into
it's
that?
Like
no, it's like, a cup like that.
No, when they actually analyze it. So in other words, if you give them the cup, they can put it right into the test tube. So it probably saves a step or something.
Well, they don't do it right there in front
of
you.
Yeah, no, they so put like, label it and stuff.
Toss in the
so
fridge
the
and wait for it
later.
What do I know?
Pee-pee.
But then when they're done, like, what do they do with your pee? Do they just
drink it?
Glug, glug, glug.
What do you think they do?
See? So then I'm sure the doctors have a pee fetish, too.
Mm-hmm. Or they know people that have pee fetishes, and they're like,
they just ship
hey,
them over.
Oh, they probably sell.
Hey, yeah.
They sell it maybe to people that take drug tests. They want clean urine samples. It's a whole black market of that.
That's smart.
Rob probably has done that before.
I was once asked to provide urine for a fellow intern that I worked with.
Did you say, oh, mine's worse than yours?
Well, the thing is, she comes up to me and she's like, I'm applying for this job and they're doing a urine test. So I can't. I'm like, I'm not clean. And I'm like,
I'm clean.
I'm like, well, first of all, I am a massive pothead. And she's like, they don't care. It's like a art agency, so they just don't want any hard drugs. They don't care about pot. and I just did some cocaine over the weekend. And I'm like, okay.
But also, you're a man.
Yeah, that was my other, that was the other thing. I'm like, also, we have different bodies.
Right.
We have different bodies.
How are you going to go to the doctor?
She's like, I think she said something along the lines of like, oh, no, 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 I looked it up. It doesn't matter. They don't. There's no way to. There's no way to tell.
Cut to the doctor's office. This piss came from a horse.
What are they going to say when you walk in and go, Emily, I'm going to pee in a cup for you now?
So I was like, all right, sure, I guess. But I just peed. And she's like, well, it's a bunch of water. Here's a bunch of water. And then I'm like, all right. I chugged a bunch of water. And I go.
What, doing this at work?
Yeah, well, I was interning there, so.
And she was like interviewing there, or?
No, she was interviewing at a different place to get an actual job.
And they were just like, hey, when you show up for this interview, bring a glass of your own piss?
No, I think
you
she
just got hosed, man. She just wanted your pee.
Yeah.
No doctor?
No.
She drank it when she got
She said she already went in for the interview, but now they're going to call her back for a drug test.
Yeah, but
so she's just going to hang out with a glass of your piss until whatever this phone call
Maybe
comes?
It was a take-home test.
Yeah. No, I think she was just going to take the urine into the bathroom and then just, like, pour my urine in. And I'm like, well, where am I going to put this urine of mine? And then she's like, here, it's piss. So I'm drinking, and I'm already like, oh, I guess I would. All right, fine.
And you did this for free?
Yeah. Well, you know.
I still think that she just wanted.
Just shut up. Let me finish.
You should have been like, you should jerk the urine out of my dick.
You're right.
Yeah.
You know what?
Earn this.
I was trying to get to that end game, and I totally didn't work it.
Collected as if I'm a tits.
Can you
have a bucket?
Just laid on a tarp, man.
How are you going to zip my pants? Cut pull it out.
You need a cum sample, too?
Wait, I need you to make sure it gets in the cup for me. Oh, Rob, why did your voice lower if your registers all of a sudden?
Clearly,
this chick's down for whatever if she's doing hard drugs.
She very much is down for whatever.
She should have peed into her vagina, and then she clenched and held it there and then went and let it out.
These are all things.
Just blast out a gale. I don't need to drink any water. I have to pee right now.
She just walks with her legs crossed.
Get this over with.
Good thing she does her kegels. It's awesome.
Obama in the chat says Rob thought he would get some. Yes, thank you. Someone understands me.
It's the trade pee sex scam.
Okay, so after you gave her your pee,
No.
What happened?
I go to pee and I drank a lot of water and I peed a bunch and I look at the cup and I'm like, there's like barely anything in here. Fuck, I'm gonna have to go again. Yeah. And so I drink. It's like 20 minutes later I go to pee again and it's like almost the same amount. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Did you just leave the cup in the bathroom or did you carry it around with you?
I honestly remember I blacked out that part of
it. Some coffee story. From the cup.
No, so I did this like 3 or 4 times, and the cup was filled, but I look, there's holes.
I was going to say,
oh,
over this fucking cup. It's a dribble glass.
Oh, man.
And I'm like,
you that long?
What?
To
it took me like 3 turns, because I was so focused on like peeing and.
That you didn't notice it dripping all over your hands?
Well, no,
I've been pissing for 8 days.
Why won't this cup fill up?
I don't know. What I definitely felt really stupid when I realized there's fucking holes. And then I'm like,
fucking Looney Tunes.
What, did she give you a calendar or something to pee in?
I don't know.
I just made spaghetti in it. Meanwhile, she's down the hall in somebody's office like, I made that fucking idiot.
He's taking a spaghetti spinner right now.
I'm in the bathroom half the day.
I'm going to be getting punked. Oh, my God. Now this story makes sense. Now it does.
I'm
he thinks I'm
going to
fuck him for his piss.
Great.
Oh, man.
Okay, so then how did you ask her out after?
No, I eventually lost interest.
Oh, boo. Was she good looking?
She was good looking.
She's a co-core. Yeah.
But then I'm like, hey, this girl does a lot of drugs.
Oh.
So what? You want to be the druggie in the relationship?
Yeah. I want to be the more drugged guy. Well, I didn't like having to compete for it. You know?
You might still win, but you don't want to work for it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and I looked her up on Facebook not too long ago. She kind of has like a droopy face now.
Show me.
Does she have just the left side?
She looks like JR. It kind of looked like she had a bit of a stroke.
No shit. Awesome.
She looks like Jim Ross.
Which kind of made me.
I'm going to need you to piss in this cup for me, Rob. Boomer Sooner. It's going to be a slobber knocker.
So.
Knock that slobber right into this cup.
That works on so many levels, man.
She needed the slobber too. Cocaine can be traced into spit.
That's right.
That's why she asked me to spit in a cup.
Yeah.
Weird.
Hey Rob, can you spit in my pocket?
Are you asking? Or is that
no.
a real question?
No.
Awkward silence.
Sorry.
Hey Rob.
It seemed like she wanted to say that and waited for an opening where she.
Yes.
Finally,
time,
Rob tells a story where I could ask him.
This whole time, I've just been thinking about Rob spitting on me.
He can spit in my pocket.
Get it?
Yeah, is that like code for a cream pie?
Yeah.
Spit in my pocket. Oh, I like that.
Sideways pocket.
Yeah.
Have you had a cream pie?
I'm sure she has.
Yes.
I mean, like a.
Like
a real cream pie, not
yeah,
just a guy coming in.
No, we're
talking
oh,
I thought you meant like cake.
Like
last
yeah.
night we had some cream pie.
No, you don't know what a cream pie is, really?
Of course I know what a cream pie is.
I don't know.
Is.
You looked like you really thought it was a pie.
No.
Does it make your vagina all sticky?
Which cream pie?
When someone comes
on
your
you
fucking
know,
vagina.
A penis cream pie?
Yeah.
Yes, obviously. That's what it is, right? It's a guy coming.
And then kind of using the cum as lube.
Isn't a cream pie when a guy comes into a girl?
No, I thought it was when he come onto the vagina.
No, onto the vagina,
yeah.
And then you insert your penis
yeah,
in there.
Come on, yeah, and then go
oh,
back in.
Oh, is that? I thought it was just when you come in.
I thought it was when you come.
You
like,
come and then she pushes it out.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to say.
And then
I feel all
back.
These
the Urban Dictionary,
of,
yeah. That's what, which one is the cream pie?
Pie.
All
right. Does it count if she pushes it out over the toilet after you've finished?
But what's the one that she, when you pump it in her butt and then she farts it out?
That's called a Pesbani. That's delightful.
Oh, wait.
Anybody get on Urban Dictionary right now.
No.
That happened.
No.
No.
I'm going to do it when I get home.
I just totally Pesbani'd my girlfriend today.
No.
It's like, remember that website, Cake Farter? Remember that one?
Oh, Darren and Noah are right. Cream pie is a vagina that has a load of semen shot into it. Semen on a vagina is not a cream pie.
What
cream pies have cream on the inside.
Yeah.
True.
So a cream filling. A cream filling.
What's the outside one?
There is no.
Is that just a vaginal cum shot?
Oh, yeah. A vagina that that merely has semen on it
amateur.
Is just a messy vagina.
True.
You got to think of a name for that, though.
Cream must be injected. Well, I feel like if you... okay. It's very semantic.
By the way, farting out cum from your asshole is called a cum fart cocktail.
Yes.
Oh. Mm.
I knew there was a name. But no, but you
that
don't
doesn't
know.
Sound
you, don't
as
know
good as Pesbani.
You don't know cake farter?
No.
It's,
why do you say it so awkwardly?
Women farting into cake.
Farter.
Right?
You know, they like sit their naked asses onto a chocolate cake, and then they sit on all fours and pull their butt cheeks
yeah,
apart.
Absolutely.
And then while their butt is covered with chocolate icing, and they just fart and
they blow the cake away
I've seen
from
a porno,
them.
Oh my God.
I've seen a porno with very attractive porn star Catalina Taylor dressed as a French maid, and she sits on a cake with her naked ass, and then a guy just fucks her.
Oh, well.
But there's no farting.
This takes it up a notch.
This
you
is
you
a
like
whole
farting,
field.
Sean? Is that what you like to watch?
That's what I jerk off to, cake farter.
Mm.
Do you really
no, pronounce that way?
Is that the sequel to Cake Fart?
I would
Cake Fart 2,
fart.
Cake Farter.
Yeah,
Cake Farter.
Yeah.
Live
now
for your Cake
personal.
Fart.
Yeah. It's a good day to Cake Fart.
Cake Fart with a vengeance.
Now with Samuel Jackson.
Yeah.
Put down the cake, motherfucker!
It's a blackout cake.
Oh.
Isn't that a kind of cake?
You went there. Demurred. Well, first, Obama said that come around a pussy is a glazed donut. And then demurred said, oh, it's a glazed dough cunt.
Oh.
A little rhyming.
Wah, wah.
A little offensive. A little offensive.
We don't use that word.
Donuts. No donuts.
Yeah.
We're trying to get away. We're on time.
We're all trying to lose
we don't joke here. About donuts. That's serious shit.
I don't like the word cunt for a vagina.
No.
Well, it's descriptive of someone who's being a cunt. I
yeah.
like that word, but
yeah.
it's like a very negative word. I like vagina.
What's a good vagina word?
Pussy is good.
Slit.
That's
slit
a little too vulgar.
Snatter.
No.
A little silly.
Snatter sounds like...
Are you really going to be like, baby, I want to get in your snatter?
Well, it's
yes,
yes,
I can
I
totally
have,
hear
yeah.
that, yes.
Yeah.
Come here.
Yes, I have to.
Time to fuck.
Or yeah, I couple that with like give up the butt, girl, and then like
Sean
a,
doesn't
oh.
sound like he's very romantic.
You really don't
in the
yeah,
bedroom.
Yeah. I don't think
Sean. Yeah,
I don't know.
Spare some of your lines. Let us know. What What is
that was
like?
Some of them. Give up the butt, girl.
Go down and grab your ankles.
I want to stick my tongue in your dumper. You know, like.
You've said that.
Yeah.
And then gotten dumper tongue.
From your girlfriend, maybe. Not like.
Yeah, like.
Maybe that's why she's always.
No, that's the only time that these things can come out, is when you're with someone for a long time and you're able to joke. You're in the shower together and you make joke kind of comments. I'm not going to go up to
well,
a stranger.
Maybe it only makes you laugh. Do you ever notice if she's laughing?
Yeah.
While
he's
you're
too
saying?
Busy with his face buried in her.
Well, I don't know. They're either laughing or they're crying. I can't really tell. The shower with all the water, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
No. I mean, I want you to bark at my ass.
What?
Poop Shoot Express, pull it in a station.
If the river runs red, take the dirt road. You know, you don't say
heard that.
Yeah. You, say this to a, you don't say that to a woman. You say that to your friend, like, yeah, she was on a period, and I was like, well, I need to lick something, so the river
the
runs
dirt
red.
Dirt road.
The dirt road. They're like, wow, Sean.
I like
he's
my
a real,
voice. That you're
he's a real man's man.
It sounds like if Rob had a kid with Marge Simpson.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'd like to see that kid, though.
He would be adorable.
Mm-hmm.
But would have blue hair, weirdly.
And yellow skin.
And no, who would not allow him in the house?
That's not true.
Because of the yellow skin.
That's not true, Sid.
I said he wouldn't really be Asian.
I see what you're getting at. What if that yellow-skinned child was clipping their toenails on the subway?
Oh,
then
no.
They would not be allowed.
But only because of the toenails, not the race of the person.
Right, because that means that they would be clipping their toenails on my couch, and I don't approve of them.
See, Sid, where do you clip your toenails, Noah?
Actually,
at the gynecologist's office?
No, I have the Asian ladies clip them for me.
They practice on the subway. How do you expect them to get good at it?
I guess.
Wait,
so they're okay if they're your servants? So you're
yes.
I understand now.
I like my pedicures on many different levels.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
I don't even know what that means.
I like having the women at my feet, and they massage them and stuff
she
and take care of me. And I also like pedicures.
You like to treat yourself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But she also likes the people being submissive and tending to her.
Yes.
Is this
the
true?
Of being a superior
sure.
race.
Yeah.
That's not true, Sid. It's not a racial issue.
I like how you can't make eye contact with me when you say these things.
Because she'll look up and to the left.
I just prefer to look at Darren over looking at you.
Thank
uh-huh.
you. That's kind of
you. Do you ever get the mani and pedi together? So you have like four women just, you know, toiling on your
not four, two.
Two?
Yeah.
I do have a couple of new Noah drops since we're talking about Noah. Here's one. They're kind of contradictory of each other, but you'll see. Here's one.
I just want the meat.
She just wants the meat. And here's the other one.
I never eat the meat.
How does that?
Pick up your mind,
how did
Noah?
You even get that?
I listen back to old shows when I hear something that should be a drop. I just I make a little notation in this document that I have, and then I go back and pull all of them at once.
Yes.
And they're all about you.
Mm-hmm. I'm flattered, thank you. I never eat the meat. That's not true.
Fine.
I just want the meat.
It works on so many levels. We have a phone number here, 646-929-1357. Let's chat. Let's talk about stuff like that Empire State Building shooting.
Oh, geez.
That was pretty ridiculous. What does Dave Mustaine have to say about that? That's what I want to know. No, but the most ridiculous thing about it, some guy lost his job, showed up a year later, and...
A year later? That's...
Yeah.
No, this has been a battle for a year, wasn't it? Like, with this other guy?
Yeah, and then he just showed
yeah,
up and shot him in the back of the
head. The looked sort of douchey. Like, I saw the picture, and I'm like, hey, he probably had to come and fuck this guy.
I think that it had... It
looks
some,
like he goes clubbing.
The dude that got shot said that, like, there was this other guy... harassed him or some shit, that got him fired. The harassment charge got him fired. So I guess this has been a long time coming of these guys just, you know, battling each other. And recently, the dude ran into the other guy in an elevator and told him straight up, I am going to kill you. Like, straight up. And then, like I don't know if he did anything about it or whatnot, but then here he stuck to his word.
Yeah, it's fine.
He is not a liar. And then the crazy thing is 9 pedestrians injured.
Yep.
And mostly from the cops.
All from the cops. All from the cops. Absurd.
You got the Barney Fife music?
No, sorry.
And
I
really, it's like, okay, there's one, like, why would you kill the guy that murdered this other guy?
He was pointing guns at people.
Yeah, why not go for, like, his legs or something?
Yeah,
like, take him out.
You're supposed to do protocol?
Well, maybe they tried.
Because they have really bad aim.
Yeah, if
they
fucking
miss
nine times.
Yeah, seriously.
They're just used to posing for people, you know, with, in Times Square and shit. The cops.
Yeah, yeah.
So they've never fired a gun before. So it's like, whoa!
The naked cowboy showed up there.
Yeah. Or the naked cowgirl.
Why didn't they shoot
oh,
him?
Oh, I saw her. She's old and weird.
Yeah.
I didn't see her.
She's got
a naked
really
cowgirl.
Saggy boobs.
She's an old
60,
woman.
70 years old. Saggy boobs with star pasties on.
When they say
like,
cowgirl, they mean that literally.
By the way, I found Dave Mustaine's reaction to the shooting.
Yeah, just keep on thinking it's my fault.
No,
yeah, Rob. Fucking metal ejection part of the liberal media. Somebody actually posted that on Facebook or something.
Really?
That's fantastic.
About what?
In some Mustaine-related thing, the metal ejection, clearly part of the liberal media.
Yeah, it's a conspiracy. Yes. How much, did you get your
but,
check from
but
the
But not
liberal
the
media?
Liberal media elite? Ah, it's so much work to do. In the elite.
That only depends on how high you are on Alexa. That's the
Dave Mustaine had an amazing tweet earlier today. One of my favorite people to follow on Twitter. It's just at Dave Mustaine. Darren, if you could read that.
I hit a raccoon driving home in the dark. I'm really sad. Anyone else get that weird feeling? You know, kind of like the quickening?
I don't know what that means.
Oh, my, he's so insane.
What is the quickening?
Isn't that something from Stephen King or no?
Something. I know the Vandals had an album called that.
Yeah.
Isn't that, it's that thing you that you use, that program to do your taxes.
Yeah,
yes,
Quickening 3.0.
I'm quickening right now.
Quickening
is it a Highlander
Windows.
Thing?
Oh, it is. The quickening is a phenomenon in the Highlander films and television series. When a character known as an immortal is beheaded, there is a powerful energy release from their body, which is called a quickening.
Mm-hmm.
So he felt the energy release from a dead raccoon.
That was supposed to be a morph.
Yeah. I'm very hip to cultural references.
Fucking 15 years ago.
15?
Yeah, yeah.
25. Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Queen did the soundtrack.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, my God. No, I remember it was a TV series.
Yeah, but there was a movie.
Yeah, wasn't Edge in Highlander for one episode?
No. No,
well,
no.
They're remaking it with Ryan Reynolds as the Highlander.
But also, can we just agree now that Dave Mustaine is a murderer?
Yes.
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
He murdered a raccoon.
Sure.
If you were to guess, like, speaking of that liberal comment on Facebook, like, what would be the percentage breakdown of the metal injection fans for conservative versus liberal?
I bet it's 50-50.
Yeah, there's a lot of conservatives.
I would thought there was more conservatives than liberals.
I bet it's this similar to the breakdown of absolutely fucking stupid people to normal people. It's probably very close.
I think
our...
50-50? Yeah, maybe. All right, maybe.
I think
I just feel like there's a lot of kids that go to, like, the gathering. Are probably metal injection fans, right?
No, I don't know.
If you separate our show, I feel like our show has much more progressive thinking people than the actual metal injection site.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Rob, how many hits does metal injection get on an average day?
I don't want to disclose that.
Give me a round estimate.
7 million.
And how many hits does our show get on an average show?
1 million.
There's your percentage breakdown.
I rounded up a little.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
It's really 70 and 10.
So basically all those people surfing metal injection that aren't also downloading the podcast or listening to the podcast are fucking retards.
Okay. I'll take that.
Edge was in Highlander.
Was he?
I don't know what the fuck's wrong with me.
Are you a little Highlander right now?
Yeah.
Very Highlander.
I'm not Highlander enough.
Maybe the title
was
Highlander.
Edge was in Highlander Endgames.
I'm not Highlander enough. Can you write that down?
All right, I got it.
Let's see.
38 minutes in.
Yeah.
Now our references are just as timely as Dave Mustaine's. Awesome.
I wonder if Dave Mustaine thinks this shooting was also a conspiracy by Obama.
It happened in New York, so it was probably liberals that died, so it's
and
fine.
Gays.
Sweating blood!
No, comedian Anthony Jeselnik
mm-hmm.
had a good tweet about the... Like, I love his Twitter feed because he doesn't tweet a lot. He just does, like, little one-liners when something happens in the news.
Yeah,
that's it.
Only
like,
when he has a chance to say something extremely insensitive.
Right.
It's
always too soon jokes.
Yep.
And, like, the second that that news broke, he tweeted... This is the way that Sleepless in Seattle should have ended.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
He's all good. Or like after the Colorado shooting, it was like, yeah, yeah, besides that, how was the movie?
Yeah.
Did they? Awesome. I mean, did they immediately stop the movie, or did it just keep running? Like, did the projector guy run?
I'm guessing that the screen got some bullet holes in it.
Someone that was like, "I'm not leaving."
Yeah, yeah. I paid $17.50 for this shit.
Catwoman hasn't even come out yet. What the fuck?
can we joke about this? Is it all right?
Are you?
Are you asking for permission?
This really is your first time on the show.
Well, I thought like the last. I don't know. I haven't listened to that show when you guys talked about this shit.
He thinks that things have changed since he hasn't been here. Like,
yeah.
We've become all nice.
Rob, are you a little Highlander right now?
I am not Highlander at all.
That is funny.
My microphone.
Hair,
Rob's
kind of
microphone
funny.
Keeps going limp. It was an issue last episode, too.
But with Rob, with that haircut, though, you kind of look like that John Holmes. What was his name?
John Holmes.
John
Holmes?
Holmes?
Yeah, the porn star that the Boogie Nights was made.
He does.
It's like John Holmes.
What is his name? James Holmes?
No.
John Holmes.
The shooter?
The shooter.
Oh. He had like blonde or green hair.
You know, it's the same style. If you dyed your shit orange,
right.
You'd be the same.
Do
kid.
It, Rob.
But you do look like John Holmes like that.
Yeah. Porn star.
Johnny Wadd.
No, what's the dude's name? For real.
I don't fucking remember.
It's James something. I forgot.
James Holmes?
Name.
Okay. Congratulations.
Are you going to get his name tattooed on your body?
You're going to give him a fucking trophy?
James Holmes, yeah.
He's going to get James Holmes with a
and his
indirect...
hair is much shorter than
what
mine.
Was his junkie username?
the Joker.
Have you found that yet? Any people registered in Denver that have ejected their account in a couple months?
I should look into that.
You should. 99.9% chance.
We'll see, liberal or conservative.
I love that this happened.
Psyopus.
Oh, gay.
There you go.
No, I mean, like, what did this happen? 3 weeks ago? A month? What was it, a month ago?
I don't
maybe?
Know.
Whatever.
2 months.
But didn't, no, 1 month.
Time flies when you're insensitive to people dying.
You know, that's what I mean. Like, I don't give a fuck that this happened, but... I don't think the world even cares anymore either. Like,
no.
There was maybe this big hoopla about, like...
The caring, like, 2 days later about...
Yeah, the only reason people, quote-unquote, cared is because the news media just talked about it.
A lot.
A lot, because there was nothing else to talk about.
Right.
Now,
but, I mean, like, a week later, no one even
talked
about it.
So
yeah, it's a news story.
About that.
But, like, you know, with Warner Bros. Going back and changing a main scene in Gangster Squad because it was a shooting in a movie theater. And I'm like, that's fucking ridiculous. We're all going to forget about this in 3 weeks. Like, who cares about a movie coming out in Christmas time?
Well, I think it's just for publicity. They don't want bad pub.
Pull the trailer. Play a different trailer. Don't pull it out of the movie, you know.
Pull the trigger.
Yeah.
Get the gun. Shoot.
I'm looking at Dave Mustaine's photos of his Twitter. He has like a mullet now.
Really?
It's gross.
Show the class.
He's been hanging out with Ted Nugent too much, I guess.
Wait.
Right here. Oh, yeah, that is a mullet.
That's his puppy cut.
Jeez.
He's like very short in the front.
Isn't that what he's always had? More or less?
He never really had the bangs.
Why
or
do
he
do that same
had thing? The bangs in the early 90s.
The French call it a mullet. Alex Jones told me. That's why I do it, to make
it
American.
That's my bad Dave Mustaine.
It's not like you drank a glass full of sand.
Yeah. That's my bad. I'm Dave Mustaine.
I'm Dave Mustaine.
Sweating.
All right, let's take a it was break. Really good.
I think it's time for a music break. We're going to kick things off.
That's what Rob's going to sound like when he's old.
Like,
this is a glimpse into the future.
Mama. We're going to kick things off with a new track from A Life Once Lost. They have a new album called Ecstatic Trance out October 23rd.
Okay, Sandy.
Season of Mist. Oh, my throat hurts.
Mom. Like a lunch lady.
This first track.
Sound like flesh look like.
Both.
I'm going to go make some lunches for the children.
Noah, do you own an apron that Rob could put on?
Yes.
Go get it.
Here is Madness is God.
We'll be right back. Hello, this is your faithful servant, Chuck Blandington, here to ask you how many Jews you can fit into the metal injection studio. Not as many as you can fit into an ashtray. Ha 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 ha.
listening to the Metal Injection Livecast. This is Slomo, and you are listening to the Metal Injection Livecast.
This is Chuck Blandington with a special bulletin. If you live on the east coast of the U.S., that blackout you just experienced was due to Noah pleasuring herself with her new industrial strength shower massager. You're listening to the Metal Injection Livecast. We'll be right back.
someday we'll find the impossibility.
Hey man, got any reefer? Nope. Okay, how about some crack cocaine? None of that either. What about glue? Do you have any glue? God damn. Then I guess I'll have to settle for the Metal Injection Live cast. Here it is.
Before we get back to the show, I just want to remind everyone that the Metal Injection Live cast is brought to you by Truth. Truth is giving away free tickets to Rockstar Uproar Festival every day. Just hit up facebook.com/truthorange for your chance to win. It's that easy. Sean, have you applied for your free Rockstar Uproar tickets?
That's what I was just doing on my phone right now.
Oh, good, good. Yeah. I thought you were looking at nudie photos.
It's so easy that we can...
Or was it duty photos?
Poop?
Fart photos.
Yeah.
Ass gaping.
Mm-hmm. Me and Sid were just talking about making a new site called
Huff. Oh, good. Havarti. Oh, did you say it was oh good? I like
that. Yeah, that's the way it is. No. Havarti Farter is what we're going to make.
So no, Harvardi, the way Noah pronounces it.
No, I call it Havarati.
Havarati.
Oh, Havarati.
Like a Maserati.
She thinks it's an Italian tenor.
Yes. We're talking about cheeses. Noah, cut up some cheese for us.
It's actually
Noah,
a French,
cut the cheese for us.
It's a French tender.
Noah's
right,
really good
it's
at
soft.
Cutting
Darren,
right,
that's
now.
Brie. You don't like Brie.
I'll try it.
Brie.
Maybe you got.
It's been in the fridge, so it's not as mushy.
Yeah, it's all right.
It's very buttery.
It smells like farts. When I took it out of the wrapping, it just smelled like a big fart.
It's because I farted on it.
Sid's been farting consecutively through the whole show.
Every your smoothie smells like my farts, I bet.
Oof.
No.
Your smoothie doesn't look very smooth, by the way.
I know. It's really hard to suck it through the straw.
That's, oh, my God. That's a drop.
Can you say that again?
Because I farted all over.
It's like you're trying to felch that smoothie.
What'd you put in that smoothie?
It's my
Barney the Dinosaur.
Barney the Dinosaur, along with blueberries, blackberries, strawberry. I think it's the banana that made it kind of coarse.
Ugh.
And my protein.
Yuck.
Snack.
Looks disgusting.
What is it?
That actually
meat
disgusting?
It sounds delicious.
It actually makes the protein tolerable because I don't like vanilla flavor and I can't drink. I hate milk.
I don't know how it tastes. I'm just saying it looks disgusting.
Why does it look pretty?
Ugh. That looks like
it
a
just looks purple. Do you not like blueberries?
It looks artificially purple. It looks.
But
like
it's that. All fresh fruit that I froze.
Yeah, it's absolutely not artificial.
It's not fresh if you freeze it.
I didn't say it was it artificial. I said it looks
Check
shitty.
It back, Darren.
How dare you insult my smoothie?
You're also defensive over a fucking
You're
smoothie.
You're defensive.
Calm the fuck down.
You calm down.
Have some more cheese.
I worked really hard on
this. Oh, it's the cheese. give us a call. Our number is 646-929-1357. Earlier this week, Sid linked me to the song. I have no idea why he linked me, but he's like, bookmark it.
Because it was terrible. You didn't you listen to it?
I did. I'm saying. And that.
Oh, and you still have no idea why I linked you?
No.
So then why are we talking about it?
What are we talking about?
I didn't find it funny.
He's trusting you.
The lyrics just seem very douchey to me. It's like some indie rock song.
It's pretty much the worst song ever. I'm queuing it up right now.
Is it the new Darkness album?
No, stop there. They're wonderful people.
What?
Oh, and that's the end of the song.
Great.
Yeah,
great conversation.
Thanks a lot, YouTube.
Is that Paul McCartney?
Yeah. You show them some respect.
Day Tripper. You're like
hey.
Swiss or something.
Rob's Russian uncle singing
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Is this Gogo Bordello?
No, 77 Bombs, Bombay Street.
Start wearing purple, wearing purple.
What?
Yeah, like, what?
Wait, what?
That's yeah. the song title.
Why is this the Torture Noah yeah. segment?
Yes.
I just got high, and this is killing it.
You're Highlander right now?
I'm so Highlander, but...
Is this like a gay thing?
We got a comment in the chat here.
People listen to this?
Buckwheat said, that's the Asian on the subway who cuts his toenail, the lead singer. That's why she hates it.
No, I hate
oh,
it because
like
it's bad.
Song.
He rapped this part.
Johnny Cash. Move along. Johnny Cash and J-Lo right there.
Yeah, except he said J-Lo.
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 This song is just like a vortex of cliches.
The Reddit Chili Peppers? J-Lo.
Like, list up every famous
it's
musician.
It's a song about how they like music.
It's a song about their Pandora playlist. Like, oh.
Hey, Billy Joel got away with a song that was a list
it's
of famous.
Your beer.
What?
Yeah, Noah,
no,
Noah
way
spilled
to spill
beer.
Your beer.
Yeah.
With
Sean,
my
tea.
Brain?
Noah did it.
It was a
no.
Havarti accident.
Oh,
it's all Sean's fault
Havarti.
For not finishing his beer before leaving the table.
Yeah, pussy.
When Noah was putting the Havarti down.
We shouldn't fart on the cheese, man.
You fart next to it.
That was very terrible.
Yeah, that's all.
I need a palate cleanser.
Fog hat?
No.
Oh, come on.
Come on, you think I would play Fog Hat? I hate Fog Hat.
Why would you hate Fog Hat?
Just to spite you.
Yeah.
That's lame.
Rob, what are you looking at? You look entertained by something?
No, I was gonna listen King to of Fog.
Oh, okay.
I'd smang it.
Does she...
I'm just a fine ass nigga that's pretty simple and plain.
He's just a fine-ass nigga.
King of Klon in the chat says, even the live cast music breaks are better than this.
Oh.
He's pushing it.
Oh, come on, Sid.
What?
Come on,
at least I could hear what the hell they were talking about, hear the
come
music.
On,
it was just white noise.
Well, then maybe you would have liked it.
This gets me back from that song. I love this.
Louis sounded great back then.
Is that Phyllis Diller?
Yeah. R.I.P.
Worship! Worship!
Oh, no.
Noah.
Throw it away.
Morbid Toaster in the chat writes, Tom Havarti. I guess he's your favorite.
And Sean.
I like him a lot.
It was funnier when
I
read it.
He said Havarti.
Yeah.
Tom Havarti.
Dirty.
That's a better one.
Thank you.
Sid also sent me a link to influbbed campaign literature.
I hope it's as good as the last one.
I said that with a Russian accent. Assembly candidates.
Jella.
Assembly candidate says crime is up in the Negrohood.
Really?
Wow.
Dear friend, I'm running for assembly because I believe the number one job of that office is to keep the community safe. The current assemblyman has allowed crime to go up over 50% in our Negrohood.
So far,
this isn't like
there.
A mailer
wait,
to the entire district.
Black or right. white.
This white, is a, of course.
All right, where is this?
Sheep's
Ben
head.
Axelrod.
And he said... Our the Negro hood is his hood.
Well, is it
what's
typo?
He saying?
But
in our neighborhood,
who
it's
makes
supposed
that
to be
typo?
Neighborhood.
Yeah, but who makes that? That's
maybe
not
it a, was spelled like autocorrect.
To Negro hood, that's not a word.
Yeah, maybe he, well, I'm saying maybe he. I'm not. It's not a defense. Maybe he uses Negro a lot, and that's like in the dictionary.
Or maybe he put that there as an inside joke and forgot to change it.
Or maybe
that
just
could be to where like black people live. You know, like Little Italy or something like that is Negro.
No, it's Brooklyn.
I'm disappointed because this. I thought it was going to be a guy really saying Negrohood, meaning it. And
well, he meant it, but he didn't mean for everybody to see that he meant it, I think.
He will be teaming up with Mindy Mayer.
I was just going to ask what's going on with her. I really hope she wins, just for material for this show.
Well, she'll still be in the news, I'm sure, if she loses.
You think?
Well, this we can Fox find out what she's doing. Just give follow her, like, her fucking Twitter or something.
Mindy on the beat.
Yes.
Segments.
I'm here in the Negro hood. Where crime is on the rise. Here in Sheepshead Bay. I'm at the Gargiulio Catering Hall. Where there are lots of Negroes parking cars here. It's terrible. Would you give your keys to a Negro? I wouldn't.
Mindy Mayer today said a very racist thing.
No, I didn't. It was taken out of context.
Oh, there's a Mindy Mayer ad not paid for by Mindy Mayer for Senate. Does this mean it's an ad?
I don't even know why you girls.
Oh, it's just a slideshow of photos of her.
She did this on her computer.
It's literally just photos to a song.
She did this on Instagram.
Okay, there's a new interview with her. We have to listen to it.
Hello, Mindy Mayer.
Yes, I do.
You like him?
Not really.
Good, listen to me. Listen to me right now, sir. Ew.
Listen, you're going to vote for me or I'm going to yell. You don't have to vote for him just because he's a Negro.
Oh.
I like that he starts.
You don't have to. Don't just be a racist.
My name is Mindy Mayer, and I'm 22 years old. I'm running for the New York State Senate in District 21 against Democratic incumbent Kevin Parker. I'm not your typical senator. Do I look like your typical senator? No.
I'm not black.
Oh, this woman is like, no, all right, whatever.
Get on.
Yeah.
Fucking cunt.
Exactly. I may be the diva, but I'm the diva that's going to do something for you.
I'm
you know,
diva.
Kim Kardashian's a diva too. Does she do anything for you? No. Well, she doesn't. Am I right? I want to take... You know, my ambition and energy, I'm bringing it to the Senate, but my
she forgot that
goal
part
is
of the
to
script.
Focus on
this
issues.
Is the best take they had.
Yeah.
That's the scary thing.
Yeah. Like, yeah, leave that part in. She
does. Did she do it? What, did she, well, no. Kinda. Not really. Sort of. Not black.
What my constituents want. So tell me something that you want to be change in this world, and I will tell you the truth.
Less you in it.
What you see is what you get. If I can't do it, I won't lie to you, ladies. I'm an advocate
lady.
For you. I'm not selfish. No, I'm here. Tell me what you want. No.
I don't live in Brooklyn, so it doesn't matter.
I'll remember that. Write that down that I should bring to the Senate. I want to bring that to the Senate. Throughout this whole campaign, I want to make it
why
all
is she
about
yelling
my
at everyone?
Creativity.
This is just how I talk! I'm Mindy Mayer for Senate!
And, you know, make it extremely exciting. And all I care about is you guys. So don't ask me what I care about. Next time I see you, you're going to tell me what you want, and that's what my platform is. You have nothing to lose, because Kevin Parker is your senator right now. He didn't do anything for
he's
you.
He's terrible!
My criminal minds are genius, and gangs and everything.
I love your whole platform is... You have nothing to lose. That guy didn't do anything, so how could I do any worse?
I'm not going to do anything either.
Yeah. But if we turn it around and channel their energies into the right things, did any of you ever watch White Collar? Did you ever watch White Collar? You know Neil, I love Neil from the White Collar. You know he was a criminal and then he turned into an FBI agent? What are we doing in our district? You know what?
Did you ever see Gilligan's Island?
She referencing shows on USA Network.
Yes!
Yes.
Wow. Kevin Parker did not rescue those poor people. And I will.
Do you watch that show, Wheel of Fortune?
I get that wheel going, right? Am I right? When I am in Senate, everyone will get a wheel.
I will lower prices on all vowels, 40%. I will find out what burn notice is.
Yeah, it's like a real burn notice. Yeah.
Characters welcome.
What if this is just a giant promo for a reality show on USA Network that's coming?
Imagine.
I would watch it.
Yeah. I will go to Senate and yell over everybody that's black. They cannot do anything for you.
That's a good idea. We'll bring Neil from White Collar to this district, and we will fight against gangs.
I will bring a fictional television program.
What do you want to be changed in the world? One thing.
I don't want to get
it. I will bring... the doc from Back to the Future to build a time machine, and we will go back and make Kevin Parker not get elected.
Wait, so did she make this video?
No, I think Animal New York like followed her around.
So and it was like making fun of her because
it's just yeah.
I think
it
just
sounds
let it speak
like
for itself.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. I'll do it. Kevin Parker is not here right now preaching to you because he doesn't give a damn about you.
Mindy Meyer.
Yes.
You have to come around.
Excuse me, Eddie, we're friends. Tio, Eddie, we're friends. How dare you call me Miss? My name is Mindy, bro, not Miss Mindy.
bro.
This is why we're friends, Eddie, okay? Regarding the stop and frisk policy, I feel that stop and frisk has saved many lives and it is extremely fundamental. What I am against is racially motivated stop and frisk.
Opposed to a certain extent.
Exactly. Listen to why I agree with you.
She's just barking. Yeah. I can't listen
it's
to
It's always
this.
Like dad just said, no, you cannot go out tonight with your friends, and she's arguing with daddy because she wants to go out with her friends.
Yeah.
Except she doesn't have
going out with her friends is winning the state senate.
Yeah. Daddy, can I have the senate, please? Yeah.
No, no, son, no.
But I want the senate.
No.
I bet that she'll win. She'll win just so that we could have her shut up.
I wish it would be like Howard Stern would take this on and really like people go out and vote for Mindy for the goof.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Like, three Howard Stern listeners in that district. Go and vote.
You won't like that later because she'll be the president eventually.
Yeah.
Daddy, I'm not goof. I don't want the Senate anymore. I want to be the president.
All I can see is big hands when he's.
Yeah, that's what they said last week.
Twice. Then they could stop and frisk you.
Exactly.
Whether you're white, whether you're orange, whether you're black, whether you're
purple. Who's orange? You're orange.
Republican, and I'm not happy with, you know, Obama, so I'm definitely going to endorse Mitt Romney in the presidential election.
Yeah,
so
she hates
I don't know if you're Democrat or Republican. It's irrelevant. You're a Democrat or Republican?
Democrat.
Listen, I'm a Republican, but that's just a technicality. Party line that I'm running on, that's just a technicality. So would you be willing to vote for me?
Because she has different cut-and-paste responses for whether it's a Democrat or a Republican.
My website has animated GIFs. They sparkle. Slideshow.
In my district, to make them excited and involved and to make them think that politics is not all boring, and I want you to go on my website.
Not all boring.
Yeah, it's also sometimes
it's somewhat
really
boring.
Fucking stupid.
Yeah.
I will be going on Chat Roulette later today to yell at people.
And look at penises.
Stop jerking off and vote for Mindy Maya. Listen. Vote for me. Stop with your jerking.
I don't care if you're in the Netherlands.
You type in Mindy Meyer, MindyMeyer, the number 4, Senate.com.
Or bro, listen.
The screen goes up with the instrumental without the words of sexy, and I know it is. Instrumental and in bling letters at first I'm senator
bling
and I know
letters.
It and it's all pink and everything's bling and dazzled in leopard it says diva of the district.
Oh,
do you find
God.
It hard to reconcile being an Orthodox Jewish woman with kind of your flamboyant nature?
They go hand in hand with each other, my values and my morals.
Ironically, she's talking with her hands.
Yeah.
What were you gonna say, Darren?
No, that was it.
All that. And if it's, you know, not something that's usually done by Orthodox women in my community, I hope to be an inspiration and show people that if you have it in you, you can use it towards the greater good.
Not only is she going to change the Senate, she's going to change the entire Orthodox Jew community. Listen!
No, what Kevin Parker said. He said, I did something for New York City Water. Is there not money, Poland Spring? I mean, come on!
What?
She wants you to buy bottled water and not drink city water?
Deer Park, seriously. Deer Park's going to be out of jobs because Kevin Parker's taking over. It's time
for
you to go out the door. And it's time for somebody with, you know, fresh, new, innovative ideas who's actually going to care about his constituents to step up there on the platform and do things for their constituents. Seriously, Parker, bye. It's time to get you out of here. My message for my opponent is, you know, it's time for you to get out, because if you really care about your people like you say you do, you'd leave office and let me come in there. So, because usually when you care about someone, you care what's best for them. And because I'm what's best for them, Kevin Parker's got to go.
Ooh, what a reach.
I'm the diva of your district, okay? Listen, we're going to try to make cool diva events, and you guys just come.
Cool
listen.
Diva events.
I'll recognize your face. Be like, Mindy, we're friends. And
I can't believe that this person exists.
I
but
feel
there
like
is someone so deluded that like she actually believes
this
in all
person
of this.
Exists. Of course, people like this have always existed. That's why we had a Holocaust. People like this started that shit. You don't think there was a chick like this on Hitler's block when he was growing up?
Hitler, listen,
listen, listen.
Like, one day
you gotta march through Poland. All right, you got to
listen.
What's that other guy that doing for you? Nothing.
I'm telling you, someone in that district.
I am the diva of Denmark. You gotta elect Hitler.
Oh my God.
He still wanted to change the water. What did the guy want the water? Well, Hitler will change the water to the sunny. Pick up all the jobs.
Oh, I get a fucking headache when I listen to that.
I'm the mensch of Munich.
No. Can we get her on the show? Rob tweeted her.
I wish.
She's
not going to be on the show.
Cry. What the hell?
You could say that we broadcast out of Brooklyn. We can just say that she's in her area.
She's talking to people in the street anyway.
She hasn't used her Twitter since July 25th.
We could just start asking her what wrestlers she would fuck.
I would not fuck Kamala. He's a black man.
Oh, here's a great at tweeted her. When I heard your website was pink and glittery, you immediately had my vote. That is, if I could vote. Oh, so she has a 12-year-old vote.
Yeah. I'm leading in the 7-year-old vote. Right as of now, Kevin Parker's trailing me.
Because 7-year-olds they drink milk.
Yes.
They don't care about water.
Yes. Oh, the funny.
Apple juice.
Oh, here's a good exchange. Was on 1010 Wins today. Listen out for it. And then somebody responds, you can still get on the Republican line before the state primaries, FYI. And then she responds, how? Email us. She's not even on the primary. Oh, my God.
Are there any negative tweets on there that are funny?
I bet she deletes those.
Well, hold on.
She can't delete other people's tweets.
Take that off now. It's negative.
Hashem compels you.
Hashem compels you. Hashem says, what is Hashem? What is Hashem?
Thought the orangeness was just an artifact of resizing Minnie Mayer for Senate's avatar, but nope, orange.
Orange for life.
Let's see.
I've had it with her.
She's probably Shlomo's cousin.
I wouldn't doubt it.
She's some Shlomo's cousin.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same bloodline, I guess.
That would be a great, like, memoir of a Jewish girl. Some Shlomo's cousin.
Stop making Jewish jokes, first of all.
Okay, Shlomo.
Oh, there was a new article. There was a new article in the Post about her. And she writes, they'll call me the snooky. They'll call me the snooky senator. They'll criticize the shape of my mouth. If that's all they can come up with, it just shows they're running out of things to criticize.
The shape of her mouth, what they say.
Someone in the chat said you are greater than 100 Mindy's.
Oh.
Thank you. Very sweet.
And creepy.
And rape.
And rape.
Yeah. Okay.
I feel like 100 Mindy's would be worse than just one Mindy.
Here's
though,
a good one.
So how is that a good thing to be greater than 100?
Maybe it means her attractiveness is 100 times that of Mindy.
Okay.
I figured if Elle Woods could take Pink to the highest level of education at Harvard Law, then I could take her to the state senate.
All her inspirations are TV shows and movies. Like,
yeah. That's her entire frame of reference is just shows.
That's Elle Woods is her running mate.
Yeah.
I won't return her calls, though.
I want to divert the attention from my pink to my politics,
says Meyer, who put herself through law school at Touro Law Center by working at a real estate law firm.
It's like 75 cents a credit. It's not hard to put yourself through
that. You have a certificate, not a degree. When
this pink thing,
you know
this,
about certificates.
This pink thing has gotten out of control. It was a website so young people could see how exciting politics could be.
Out of control. You mention it every time you speak.
Pink! I love pink!
Oh, I see. She's wearing a red dress to this thing.
And she's like, red is more of a classy look. I could see that. You can't really have red lips with bronzer, she laments.
What?
That means you can't have red lips when you're disgustingly fake tan.
Hmm. Oh, my God. Identifying less with the likes of style icons Michelle O or even Jackie O.
That's so old.
Meyer finds solidarity in contemporaries like Kate Middleton and Blair Waldorf of a character on Gossip Girl.
I love Kate's style. She's young and wears amazing clothes. She's political but fashionable. And Blair is such a feminist. She broke it off with Chuck.
Did you just make that up?
No, he knows.
No, that's in there. That's in there. I swear that was a direct quote from this article.
Wow. As the head of the DEA, I will be appointing Hank from Breaking Bad. He's a real person, right?
Yeah.
One of the benefits to being a lawyer is that you get to look hot every day.
What? Real quote.
All right.
She looks hot any day.
She looks awful.
Someone asked her about her hair. She goes, "My hair looks so presidential. Now I look like I'm in politics."
Do you think that she's a virgin?
Yes.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
I think she has the lack of self-awareness that a lot of virgins have to.
I was going to say, I feel like she's going to watch these videos in 10 years and, like, hate herself.
Doesn't her ridiculous religion require that she stay a virgin till marriage?
Sure, technically, but, I mean, a lot of them don't follow that
shit. I guess, but who would fuck her?
She's not.
Sid, you wouldn't fuck
hideous.
Her?
No.
Like, if you, were, if you weren't married.
What if you were drunk?
No.
What if she was wearing a ball gag?
No.
What if you were drunk?
Why no?
Not good looking.
Oh.
Right, I agree.
Oh,
she's
you only
not.
Fuck
she's probably really lame.
Drunk.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Well, probably.
But here, but come on, you think there's
it.
No neckbeard out there that would fuck her at all? I mean,
oh,
come
of course.
On. She can get laid if she wants to.
All girls can get laid if they want
yeah.
to.
Yeah.
She doesn't seem like the type of girl that's into sex.
Yes.
I nice site. First paragraph on the Meet Mindy page has a typo. Specifically, woman should be women. Will change. Thanks.
No.
I meant woman. One woman will change.
Oh, Capsburger asks you, Sid, what if you were drunk and deaf? Would you fuck her?
No, because I'd still see her.
All right. Drunk, deaf with a paper bag over her head.
No.
No?
I know what's under there.
That's true.
And I doubt her body's good.
What if someone kidnapped her?
She's a diva,
and
man.
Threw in your room with a paper bag over her head and told you it was someone attractive that, and you were not allowed to take the bag off.
She was
no.
bent over.
And they also
sketchy.
Beat her face a lot, so even if you did take the bag off, you would be able to tell.
There's like blood dripping down from the bag. How did
she know? But if she was bent over on all fours with her elbows like taped to her knees, and then you didn't even see her face at all, it was just ass up, and that's it.
What if...
I'm sure she bleaches her asshole.
Had I already whacked off that day, or like what time of day would this be happening?
You're getting home, you're going to get
yeah,
in bed,
time.
You're going about to jerk off, and
no, I'm more of a morning whacker.
Oh, so you just woke up?
I just woke up.
Yep.
Sid,
and then there's this brown eye in your face. There's
a possibility.
What if she was a completely different person that's not Mindy May?
Yeah, there's a chance. Okay.
Shankletown's tits says.
How did they get in the chat?
Maybe she'll think she can replace the NYPD and get Batman to catch the criminal. I think his name was funnier than that comment.
The tits are probably just sagging down onto the keyboard and typing accidentally.
Here's a good tweet at her. My Photoshop skills are much better than yours. If you need someone to airbrush your face, I can do it. I charge by the minute. And she responds, "There was no Photoshop,
but I'll still take you up on that."
Yeah.
That's so great.
We should just bombard her Twitter account with fucking hateful tweets.
Bland should do that.
Oh, Asian J-Lo says, "I'm voting for you."
By we, I mean our audience, Anna.
Yeah. Just an army.
Her Twitter handle is Mayer, MEYER, the number 4, NY Senate.
Okay. Go for it.
Tell her that your penis just farted.
No, we should be like, everyone should tweet. Everyone should tweet, Mindy, we will vote for you if you call into the live cast.
No. I have a better idea. We should tweet at her, like, insulting things disguised as helpful things. Like, try to be fake nice. But say something really horrible to her.
Make sure to keep your chin up at all times because you're giving yourself three chins.
Talk louder.
Insult her in a way that's concealed as constructive.
Say again
advice.
what the handle is.
Mayer, MEYER. The number 4. NY Senate. She retweeted, "Good luck. Your honesty and creativity is refreshing in this boring, dull political climate."
Uh-huh.
Mindy, we're pulling for you.
I would vote for Mindy. I'm not in her district, am I? What's her?
You might be. She was on like Avenue J.
District 22.
Don't give out my address, Rob.
How did I give out your address? I said she was on Avenue J.
You're narrowing it down.
To what?
Daryl lives in District 22.
Okay. I don't, though, actually. So anyway.
So wait, what district do you live in?
I don't know. I know it's in the teens. It's not.
I remember 22.
I don't think so. Maybe it's changed since you live near me.
Maybe.
Whatever. I don't fucking vote anyway.
All not right. For Mindy Mayer, you
know. I might because of this.
She's just going to put more of those ambulance, like Jew ambulance centers.
Jambling.
Oh, that's what they do? They just jam in there?
Yep.
Jambulance.
Jew stuff.
To Jew stuff? To Klezmer?
And Modest Yahoo.
Makes sense. I'm not Republican or conservative, but I would vote for mayor for Senate pretty quickly.
They also don't live in New York.
Yeah, I would if I could, but I can't. Did anything not Mindy Mayer related happen this week that we can talk about? I'm really sick of this cunt.
I just tweeted at her.
What'd you say?
Bland.
Did I have to look? Is it a teaser?
No, it was just... You have my vote. If there were elections for people who need full facial reconstructions as well as forced shavings, hashtag love. See how I didn't
I hope
want to
she retweets
too,
that.
Like,
oh,
death threat-ish because
if
then,
you started with the Twitter handle, yeah. Only people following you and
oh,
her
how,
would
what,
see
what
it.
I, how do I, I'm not
you should
Twitter
put the
throw.
Period before the tweet.
Can I edit that?
It's not so bad.
You'll edit it?
Yeah.
I didn't
Did fart.
Fart. No.
That's just residual.
The Havarti
out of his pants.
It's possible.
The Havaratity.
Just a mist now in the room. It's his fart.
We're all going to get pink eye now.
No, it's fine. Couldn't get it from
I don't like knowing that Sid's fart is in my lungs.
There's something else
is,
with Sid's
that
could
that
be in your lungs.
Fart? It's poop particles in your nose, right? Along with the gas?
Watching the ice storm lately?
I don't know what that is.
That movie? You never saw that movie?
No.
You seem like the type that would watch that kind of movie.
What is it?
It's got Elijah
check
Wood.
It out. Yeah.
It's one of those slow, boring, quiet,
yeah,
shitty, artsy fart
exactly
movies.
What I watch.
And he talks about how when you poop and you smell it, that's particles of shit going inside your nose, blah, blah, blah. It's in a school project. And then he dies, like, on a snowy road.
From
and
poop,
I'm like, good,
particles?
Fuck that kid. I hate this
Spoiler
movie.
Alert.
I hate this movie. And I think Kirsten Dunst is in it.
Oh.
Something. I saw it in... my old work environment.
Yeah, boring as hell.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Terrible.
Looks like Anonymous tweeted about it. About her website, and they crashed it.
What?
They were just like, yes, this is the official website of an aspiring U.S. state senator. And then somebody responded, has it been pulled down? I'm getting a 503 error. And then she writes, it has temporarily crashed.
Yes!
What did Anonymous say on her website when they...
That was it. That was just, they just tweeted that. Like, yes, this is real.
They didn't put up a message up there? Or did they just crash?
No, just... Oh, no. I'm assuming they... Like, it was just... There were so many people visiting the website at once.
EDOS
did? Yeah. Another news. Metallica's shooting their 3D movie right now.
They're shooting it, like, to kill it? Out of its misery?
No, they're shitting it.
They're making it happen. It's being produced as we are talking right now.
Yeah! By the way, before you get into that, I just want to say I was in Atlantic City a few days ago, and I went to the Hard Rock Cafe, and we're sitting down eating, and some kind of monster plays on the fucking... who's... Metallica's not even playing that fucking album anymore. How are they playing this in a place where people are gathering to eat? I'm in
a
conversation. No, I was in the middle of eating. But...
Did you spit up your food a little?
Yes, I threw my mouth a little bit. No, but I had some kind of monster.
Did you complain to the waiter about the awful playlist?
It wasn't. It's like they have a DVD that plays videos all day. So I guess it's just programmed when you know they open the store.
There's a video for that.
Yeah.
I guess it was them playing it live. But
it's from the Some Kind of Monster soundtrack.
Mm-hmm. Is it?
Or something. They put out an EP to go with the movie.
And it's the live version. It's like you don't hear the pots and pans because you realize what a terrible idea that was. So when they would tour...
So you're saying you like it?
Huh?
You think?
It was still horrible. It still sounded like a demo.
Oh, wow.
So anyway, go ahead with the Metallica story.
And they decided they needed a third day of shooting. They're going to do that tomorrow. Uh-huh. And
one day for each D, of course.
One day for each D?
3D.
Oh, I get it. For each dimension.
Duh.
Darren's in the movie?
Yeah.
I get it.
I didn't want to reveal it.
His nickname is 3D. Yeah. No, and they were charging like $5 for it. but and it's going to be like all close. So like, hey, come pay $5 and sit while we adjust lights and stuff.
And watch a gigantic close-up of James Hetfield's pockmarked face with acne scars.
And then the cut, we need to get closer. We need to get closer.
We need to get inside the pockmarks. Inside the acne scar, please.
I wonder if they're going to be able to see like Kirk Hammett's Jerry Curl juice just kind of flying off.
Oh, that's a good, yeah, good 3D thing.
Coming right at you.
You'll see Kirk Hammett's hairline receding in real time.
His follicle disintegrating.
The biggest news of the week, Chad Kroeger, Avril Lavigne, getting married.
I'm upset.
Why are you upset?
Because she could do way better. She's a good-looking girl.
Wait, what?
Yeah. I don't care that she makes shitty music. She's a good-looking girl.
I saw on Facebook some friend of my wife's.
What?
I don't know if this was quoting someone or their own. I'm shocked to believe that my wife has any friends that are this funny other than me, and I didn't come up with it, so I don't know. But someone was like, the guy from Nickelback is marrying Avril Lavigne. I didn't know Canada allowed same-sucks marriage.
That's pretty good.
Great.
That's a good one.
I get it.
That's like a regular person didn't come up.
My first thing was like, wait a minute, he's way older than her. He's 10 years older than her.
It's Hollywood or the Canadian equivalent of Vancouver.
I'm 9 years older than my girlfriend. You got a problem with
that? No, 9 is the acceptable.
Your girlfriend is Fifi Dobson, by the way.
Is she?
A poor version, a lesser version of Avril Lavigne.
Oh.
No?
Okay.
No idea.
I don't have many.
She's with like Selena Gomez or something like that.
No, she's more famous than Avril by now, isn't she?
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Oh.
I don't know.
Also, wasn't
I take
like
that as an insult too.
Wasn't Chad Kroeger like in a poll? He won the ugliest
rock star ever.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Not that I'm defending Chad Kroeger, but there's been some.
He looks
pretty
fine with long hair.
Bob Dylan.
Mick Jagger.
Yeah.
Mick Jagger. People think he's good looking.
Keith Richards.
Hold on, what?
Mick Jagger's not good looking.
Anyone?
He has like.
Anyone from Kansas?
They like the way he moves.
Yeah, it's his, I guess, sex appeal from being like a rock star. It's not like he's a good-looking guy. Look at him.
Hmm.
I don't know. Rattle them all. Ringo Starr. I mean, I can name like 20, right?
Not as ugly as Chad Kroeger.
Come on.
Or did
really?
They just mean like current, like modern rock?
Huh? I don't know. It could have just been like a radio station poll that like, you know.
Lou Reed.
But if it's only current, then...
All right, let's think. Who's ugly now?
I don't know names of current singers.
That's true. How about in...
people get record contracts anymore if they're ugly.
Yeah.
How about in progressive rock? Who's ugly?
All of them, probably.
Well, like Lemmy. I guess he's not like a modern...
He's not
Tom
current.
Petty.
He's older than Lou Reed.
Let's think of ugly rockers.
But Chad Kroeger, to me, is not as ugly as some of those other ones. He's still gross, but it's that hair, I think.
Yeah, the curly hair, which he straightens now.
Really?
Think Rob and him go to the same salon.
My hair is not straight. My hair is incredibly fro-y.
Yeah, very.
You're Williamsburg's Chad Kroeger.
Ouch. Ouch.
It doesn't hang down, though. It's kind of just grows outward.
Yeah, yeah.
How long are you going to go with that?
I think you should go really long.
Well, I keep trimming it like every few months.
Why? Let it go.
Just because it gets out of control.
Let it get out of control.
Maybe now that it's
getting... Or get it in control. You should put product.
I do put product in it, but it only lasts for so long. It's really expensive. Like good curl cream will set you back like a good $25.
Your hair is very curly.
That's what you
got
to put in.
Curl cream.
Yeah,
because you're a Jew.
That is
drinking it and started
when I go to my hairstylist, that is what she recommends.
But Rob gets Jerry curls.
Wait, so you go to a stylist?
Well, I go to that place, Hair Metal.
Oh yeah,
which is that?
Those chicks are right.
Yeah, they're really cool, and they actually tell me what to do with my hair.
The Metal Injection Livecast is brought to you by Hair Metal.
I'll give them a free plug. They're great. Yeah,
Rob just wants a free haircut.
I would love a free haircut. It's really expensive.
Try a dog groomer. You have a lot of hair. They could just shear it off.
Fair enough.
You do it faster.
Did you guys see this? This video of the fireworks going off, like in some Negrohood. Wait, can I say that?
No.
Is this like a few weeks old?
Oh wait, didn't Sean take a walk?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Let me just play this clip.
I got a story about Negrohood when he's done.
So they were setting off fireworks, and then they just start a fire.
What is this going to do for audio over the show?
Yeah.
Just listen.
Jesus! Jesus Christ!
Because there's a guy standing and recording it with a cell phone camera, like sarcastically overreacting.
Lord Jesus! Oh, shit!
He's obviously not scared. He's standing still. Like,
that was awesome.
Yeah.
That was awesome right there. God, no.
Yeah, but you could.
Wow.
There's a fire on the lawn.
Whatever, it's a lawn.
Oh, Lord,
that's
Jesus.
Heat.
Oh, Jesus. Get the wire, nigga. Jesus. Oh, Lord have mercy.
They were going weed on that lawn tomorrow.
Nobody
gets
hurt. What's going down? Oh, this motherfucking black fireworks shit.
Get the water, nigga.
Oh, shit.
They had their own Gilbert and the sparklers went out of control. You gotta be careful.
All right.
Yo, that's Gilbert right there. You know what I mean?
What's your story, Sean?
It was a shitty time that happened last Thursday. When I got off the subway in my new neighborhood up in the Upper West Side, and I was getting home from work, and I got off the steps, and there was some dude. It doesn't matter what race he is, but he happened to be an African-American gentleman.
Oh, so it does matter.
No, I said it doesn't matter, but I'm just telling you the story.
Yeah.
And
so it does matter.
So he's walking towards me with like a grocery bag in his hand, and his whole body is turned backwards, yelling at some broad about how he wants to make her his wifey and all this kind of shit. And she's got the greatest ass in the neighborhood and whatnot.
Are you jealous?
Yeah, I was jealous. And then he starts careening in a diagonal towards me, and then like literally slams into me and then drops his grocery bag, and I hear like a smash of a bottle and like all kind of, you know, whatever. He had some big giant ass like bottle of wine, like one of those like fake ones that you see, you know, in the window advertising wine, but I guess he bought it, but it was a giant one. It broke. It went everywhere.
Marketing
and,
work.
And I'm like, oh man, shit, you okay? I mean, I don't know what to say. This guy literally
just
slammed
fucking walking. Me. That's what you do.
Run.
Well, I mean, I felt
yeah, run.
Like, yeah, no shit. And, so then we're talking there, and the guy, you know, starts, you know, getting all agitated and whatnot, and getting in my face.
Getting in your face? What did he say?
Tell me that I broke his bottle of wine. I need to buy him a new one.
What?
Yeah. And then I'm like, hey, buddy. And I'm like, no, you know, come on. You just bumped into me and you dropped your bag. What are you talking about? I got to pay for your bottle of wine. He's like, hell no, you fucking knocked it out of my hand. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And so this guy, then I'm like, okay, I'll give you a half. How much was it? Let me see the receipt. Like, I'll give you like half.
The receipt.
The receipt.
Yeah. Well, because knowing this motherfucker, he's just going to be like, it was like $80, man. You know? Yeah. So I was like, no. Like,
just say here,
this was expensive,
$5.
Man. Hello.
By the way, that was Sean's black person.
It was like $80, man. I don't want to make it too racist.
That was Sean's black person.
I don't want to make it too racist. Okay.
That's a little racist.
So it turns out this thing was like $42.
Bullshit.
He's like, you're going to give me $40, man. And he's like, yelling at me. And it's not half. It's not half. And then, through all this commotion, we're at the top of the steps of the subway, you know, like to get outside on the sidewalk. So people are still trying to walk around us from getting off the subway. Some people are stopping and like kind of watching and listening a little bit. I'm just sort of standing there kind of like taking it because I don't want to like deck this guy because I was one of three white people out of the crowd.
What does that mean?
And I don't exactly fit the bill of the visual of a person that should be going around punching out black people on the street.
Sean, how do you know that black people aren't responsible and would take your side
because
they knew he was at fault?
Also, then 2 seconds later, some dudes get off of their little stoop and then walk over to us and proceed to tell that guy, yeah, I saw the whole thing. That guy knocked it out of your hand.
Awesome.
Like, on purpose, yo.
Can I just ask a question, though? You said you don't look like the type of person that should be walking around punching black people in the face. Who? What does that person look like?
Other black people.
So you want black people to fight. You want black on black crime.
Exactly. That's fine. That's fine.
Just for your entertainment.
All right.
What, like a dog fight?
Oh, wow.
That's really
not
racist.
Not even like a boxing match or something. You're like a dog fight.
This is going in a bad place.
Oh, Sean.
Let's rewind.
And get back to the haircut.
How about we don't rewind? We erase that whole segment.
Anyway, so
this is what Truth paid for an ad on. This
So these guys are all coming over, and long story short, I just fucking I buckled. I buckled and was like, "Fuck it, forget it." Here, you're 220s. Just get
Why
the fuck out of
my
face.
Why didn't you just walk away?
I started to walk away, and then the guy kept staring in my face, like, "No, you're gonna, you know." You're
oh,
gonna
he was following you, like.
Yeah, and that's when these guys, you know, thinking that I was probably just gonna take off. These guys got off the stoop and were like, we'll help this stranger out. And I'm like, it was awesome. It was a great little time. And
you know what? At least you didn't take your cell phone and he didn't take your whole wallet.
Why would you do that?
That's your tax for living in that neighborhood.
Yeah, it's true.
I told you I went to Atlantic City already. I was with my girlfriend. Every time I go somewhere with her and leave her alone for 1 minute, like 30 seconds later, a black guy tries to talk to her. Constantly, nonstop. So there's one, we were coming out of a casino. And I said, I got the shits real bad. We just went to the buffet.
Is that what you told her?
No, I said I have to go poop. So I.
I said, okay, well, that's
wait,
different.
Is that the word you use?
Poop or the shits?
Honey, I got to poop.
I forgot that specific time what I actually said, but okay. It was that to that nature. You
saying
know?
You have to poop is fine, but
yeah.
Saying, hey, I got the shits,
no,
I'll be right
back.
To
doodle.
That was for the story, I think. I don't really talk like that. So I ran back in. I'll be right back. You know, I go, I take a shit. I come out. She tells me a story about this dude came up to her. And he's like, yo, excuse me. I had seen you all the way across the street. And are you a bodybuilder?
What?
She's like, come on. I don't look like a, but she has a very nice body, but she just doesn't look like all hard like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That guy's just talking shit. Like, what's your.
I think you meant, did she work out?
Yeah, well, no, he's like, yeah, what's your workout resume?
Oh, my God.
Can we
he
go?
Just didn't want to say that he was looking at her boobs.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You're not. He's like, oh, could you, what do you eat? What you be eating? What's your workout resume? You know, and she's like,
one strange pickup line.
Popeyes, you know. Well, that's not a black joke. She eats Popeyes. But, so she's like, now my boyfriend's going to come back and then fucking, oh, okay, oh, then I'll let you go there. And runs in the other direction. It's so funny, though, like the fucking lines. I want to go out with her one day and, like, walk 10 paces behind
just
her and watch her. Because they never do it when I'm standing there, you know.
You know what you should do with her? You can do like a role playing game and you have her walk ahead of you. And then when a guy starts to hit on her,
yeah.
You let them talk for a few minutes and then you walk in and she'll be totally responsive to you. And make that guy feel stupid.
Oh, like pretend that I'm hitting on her too?
Yeah, and then she never met you before.
Yeah,
but do like different characters. Like do a Guido, do a Wigger.
Like talking your
I'll do
in
Dave
your
Mustaine.
Do Dave Mustaine.
A real
genius. The chic.
Sexy fireman.
Yeah. Excuse me, are you a bodybuilder? I couldn't help noticing your cut six-pack. What's your workout regimen?
At least you use the word regimen.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
True.
No, I mean, like, but in my situation, what would you do? Would you just give the $40 and go? The same?
Walk the fuck away.
No, but if they get the phone,
I'd
be like, all right,
I don't speak English.
I'd be like, let me take out my phone. I'll call 911 and see who they think should pay for this. And you can get the fuck out of here. Yeah. I'm like, let's get some cops here, and they'll decide who pays.
Okay. I would decipher how much danger I think I'm in. And if I feel like I can kick the shit out of this guy, I would say, fuck you.
See, I could kick the shit out of the guy, mm-hmm. but the two dudes that got off the stoop and then the third guy that stayed on the stoop that uh-huh. yelled from the stoop were way bigger than I was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can really hold my own really well in a fight, but these guys were literally like a head taller, you know, like two shoulders.
Knife edge chopped to the throat.
Yeah.
Push
those
down guys. The stairs. You're standing right at the top of the stairs.
Oh, but no, by this time we've started moving up the block. You know.
Oh,
hood people, whether it's white or black or any race, generally doesn't matter. Most of them do not know how to fight at all.
Mm-hmm.
That is why a lot – because they throw retard punches. They
right.
get in a fight and they
that's
do the –
That's why they carry guns.
They do the windmill. That's how guns
knives.
Evolved. And that's partly why they – and knives, that's partly why they don't know how to fight. Mm-hmm. Like if you go back 30 years, hood people were probably the best fighters.
Right. Because I mean like when we grew up, like we fought. Like we were getting fights all the time. Mm-hmm. And so you just kind of had to know
but
how
this
to fight.
This was like at a Boy Scout meeting you had fights. What are you talking about? We fought.
Yeah, what kind of fights were you in, Sean?
In suburban Illinois.
He fought other little 8-year-old Aryan children.
Yeah.
We were trying to figure out the president of the National Honor
Nuggies.
Society.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey.
Oh, I thought you were about to say the National Aryan Society.
Don't go that far.
I love Prussian blue. What are you talking about?
Yeah, red hair and brown eyes. That doesn't work.
I don't know. You just give off a bit of a skinhead vibe.
Could it be the shaved head?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sid's got more of a skinhead than I do.
Yeah, but he doesn't have the tattoo.
He always wears a hat.
He doesn't have the skinhead look. You know, it's not just the bald head.
Yeah,
he's not wearing.
Like
he's
a
not
teddy
wearing a
bear.
KKK t-shirt.
Sid looks like a Jew.
I like this shirt. It's laundry day.
Sid, you're like Jew and anti-Jew. The two of you.
Yeah, no, really, what gives up besides the shaved head?
I think like, the beard.
The swastika
the beard?
Tattoo.
Do Nazi skinheads have beards?
Yes.
Some of them.
It's not an insult. It's a, if
no,
I said
I'm,
you
I'm
were a
out.
KKK
no,
guy, yeah. you know.
No, I was trying to figure out, because when I think of a skinhead, I think of like those skinhead, the Doc Martin boots, you know, like the puffy jacket.
Oh, you're
and, like,
you don't draw, your style is not. I think your facial features give off no. that Aryan look, you know.
Yeah, you look like a...
look like a German.
I
you look
good.
Like the
I'm
son...
right, you look like a German, so there you go.
You just look like the son of the brawny guy, shaved his head.
Dude, I think
that's actually what my dad looked like when he was younger.
I think I look fairly Aryan when I have a completely shaved head and go without a hat. I think I look like I don't look Jewish
were you,
at all.
Were you using the word Aryan to mean more just like neo-Nazi rather than
you look like the type of people who are neo-Nazis? Doesn't mean you are.
When I
neo-Nazi.
Use the word Aryan, I think it's more just blonde, blue-eyed people.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but yeah, Aryan is more. Yeah, that's true. It's probably I'm not using it correctly, but yeah, you look like a German stock.
Gotcha.
Look like he could have been a stormtrooper.
My dad's seed was 100% German.
There you go. Grizzins.
What about the mothers?
Grizzins.
Oh.
Oh, was there a sin there at one point?
It was, yeah, it was a, there's an et set.
Ah. So how'd it change? What happened?
That, it was literally that. It was GRE, et set, ENS. And then when they came through Ellis Island, they just made that et set just an S.
Ah.
That's why it's not spelled phonetically, because they just changed it to one S. It should be two S's for the phonics of it. But.
That happened to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Those Schmidt turn into Smith and all that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of Jews named Smith.
It's true. I was so like I knew a Jew named Smith. Mm-hmm. I was like, what's this Jew with this
with the
Smithy name?
A lot of
why is she asking me for urine sample?
A lot of Greenbergs and Greensteins turn into Green.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that's they did them
for the better.
Yeah. That's fine.
I guess Goldbergs were trimmed down to gold.
Yeah.
Yeah. I knew some golds.
I bet you did.
Oh yeah, there was a big Jewy kid in my high school. His last name was Gold.
Maybe you shouldn't say big Jewy kid when you got.
Well, he was a big Jew. Not like he wasn't like a mega Jew. I mean, he was just like a big kid that was also Jewy.
Was it Jason Siegel?
No, but his name was Jason Gold.
Close.
So, shout out to Jason Gold from Jacobs High School.
I'm sure he's listening.
Yeah.
Imagine.
He was the head of the yearbook club. I remember.
Fuck that guy. Kiss ass.
There you have it.
We hit a wall 7 minutes before the end.
No,
sure.
5 minutes.
Oh, wow.
That really flew by.
Can't believe it's been 2 minutes since I checked my phone.
Oh.
That really did fly by.
That whole Jew thing made you uncomfortable,
yeah,
didn't it?
Yeah, I was like, oh. Breaking Bad soon, right?
Yeah. Yeah, how are you liking that season so far?
Fantastic.
It's like the best season.
Every season is the best.
Wait, is this the last one?
There's one more.
Yeah, this is the last one of 16 episodes, but it's broken into two halves. 8 this year and 8 next year.
Oh, gotcha.
That sucks, man.
One more after tonight's.
Yeah,
and
it's going
to
be a long wait.
If you're listening to the live cast and you don't watch the show, you should watch it. It's good.
Yeah.
Do I need
thrilling.
To start from
better
beginning,
than
right?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
So go to Netflix on demand.
Yeah.
Or
you
have not started watching it? It's on Netflix.
Yeah. I watch that's what, all these things. I usually like shows like this. I just jump in and just
best
watch the whole
on
thing
TV.
One big shot when it's over.
Yes,
like The Wire, all that kind of stuff.
Best show on TV.
Every yeah. episode has the tension level of a season finale
yep.
of another
yes.
show.
Yep.
That's yep. very true.
And then the season finale has like 10 times
yeah.
of that.
Every at the end of every episode, you're like, all right, there's no way they're topping that. And then the next week,
sure.
they do.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. The season 4 finale, I still don't think you could top that. That was just...
Or the last two episodes of season 3.
But still, that 4 was
it's
just...
All, it's just... It's so good.
I like that
so
6th
good.
One in season 1.
Yeah. Wait a minute. I don't want to say it because you're going to watch it. I can't say what it is.
Yeah, I don't want to hear it. But I did see a video of that kid,
On Price is Right? That
on
thing,
Price is
yeah.
Right, it was fucking
Aaron
hilarious.
Paul.
He's got like ADHD or something. It's out of
what,
control.
What is it? What are you
wow.
talking about?
Aaron Paul, when he first moved to Hollywood. Like,
he was
the
on
the Price,
he was
on Price
is
Right.
He
was on
Price
is Right.
He got called down and he was on it.
And he just looks like a dopey, like frat boy kid.
Wait,
like,
so those aren't real people?
Wait, no, yeah.
No,
yeah.
No, Mindy, they're not.
Before he became like
oh, that's how he caught the bug?
He wasn't an actor yet or anything, yeah.
He was just in L.A. and, oh, let's go to a taping of The Price is Right.
Yeah.
And then he changed his name to Jesse. You didn't know that?
Yeah, we're talking about Breaking Bad. Somebody was asking what show we're talking about. Breaking Bad. Fantastic show on AMC.
So it is. So he gets on The Price is Right, goes up there, hugging, you know, Bob, everything, telling him he's his idol, jumping around like a crazy person. Like, I think he needs to be on. I think he's on
that. How far did he get on The Price? Did he get past the bidding? Oh, he did. He got all the way to the...
No, I thought he got to the big wheel.
No, he got to the Showcase Showdown.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But he didn't win, right?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, what game did he play, though?
Plinko.
Plinko, really?
I don't know.
That's the only one you know.
That's the only one I remember.
The mountain climber one.
I used to love
Plinko. They would do Plinko so rarely. That was my favorite.
Yeah.
Everybody got very excited for that.
The best game.
But there's no... I mean, you got to get the chips by guessing the price of things, right? So there's skill to it, but you just drop the fucking thing and...
Plinko!
Rob, that's...
The... ball or whatever would go puck chip
it's chip
yeah. would go in an unexpected way.
Yeah,
that's the whole point.
It's,
I know,
it's very much like watching Breaking Bad. You're very, you're like on the edge
you
of
can't
your
tell
seat.
Where
like,
it's
gonna
go.
Puck's gonna go.
By the way, the stupidest thing to do is go to the end.
Yes, that's true.
Because you have there's only one way it could branch to the big money, and then if you start in the middle. Probable paths that it could take to get to the middle.
But more often than not, it always just shoots over to the side and goes in that far.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
It's tipped over secretly. They don't show you that, but it's tipped over.
Remember when it would get stuck and Bob Barker had to take that long stick and get the fucking thing out of there? What was he? He's probably thinking, you fucking schmuck. What's wrong with you?
It's like, I got to do work. I don't do enough here with these fucking models fucking him.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Spaying
and
neutering
pets. Get your pets spayed.
I don't think he actually did the neutering.
Ever?
No. That you
I don't
know,
know.
Of. That you know of.
He was really adamant about it.
Yeah, I think he really got off on
cutting
off
nipping.
Some balls, yeah.
Dog balls.
He's still alive?
No, he's dead.
No? Is he?
Yeah, he's still
alive.
Alive.
He's retired, but he's
terrible now.
Whatever.
He's dead to Noah.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Well, all right.
Yes, this has been a great show.
This has been wonderful. Thank you to our special guest, Sean, for sitting in for the episode. Hey. You're welcome back anytime, Sean.
Anyone?
I'll come back in 2 weeks, but not next week.
I won't be here next week either.
Yeah, it's Labor Day. I'm out of
It's
town.
Rob's birthday.
Oh, are you doing something for your birthday?
Why does it matter? You're going to be
matter?
Out of town.
You're not going to be here.
Well, I don't know if it happens Friday, I'll be here. We don't leave until Saturday
rape.
Morning.
Oh, no, I was going to do something on Saturday.
Oh, okay.
When are you
and
leaving?
Rape.
When's your flight?
No, we're driving. We're going to stay with some friends in Philly.
So when on Saturday you leave?
Saturday morning.
Like any specific time?
Sure. 10.
No, because Rob's thing starts at 10:30.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's what I got. I was going to do something on Saturday.
Oh, yeah, I was going to have a Saturday birthday brunch.
That excuse that I just made up for Rob only 5% worse than the excuses you give every week for why you're out of the show.
Maybe at least mine are real.
I'm going to be in, Connecticut.
What's the state? Quick, Vanessa, give me a state. Connecticut.
Can't think of a state. Damn it. Erase. Three to erase. Three to re-record. Fuck.
I swear to God, that girl goes to that state more than...
I'm
in Connecticut more
you
weekend
than she's
here.
You should just move to Connecticut and then commute here.
Yeah.
I'm on the bus going to Hawaii. Fuck, no. Hold on.
We're riding our bikes. The Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan.
Yeah.
What? That's no good either. Shit.
The alarm story. The alarm.
Alarm. My alarm didn't go off. All right. Fine.
Go back to that one.
Let's go to IKEA.
Let's all go to IKEA as we wrap up this edition of the Metal Injection Livecast. Thank you, Sean. Thank
I was
you,
trying
Sid.
To get Vanessa to call in right now, but she's being a tard.
That ought to be
she's
the name of the show.
Well, our phone lines are.
Let's go to IKEA.
Oh, they're already off? Okay.
Anyone who's in the live cast Fantasy Football League, the draft is tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
Depends on when you're listening to this.
I said 8 p.m. Eastern.
What if they're listening to this tomorrow and they hear tomorrow 8 p.m. Eastern?
Oh, Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Monday, August 27th.
Thank you for clarifying.
2012.
I'm not a radio professional.
August 27th, 2012 at 8 p.m. Eastern time.
Yes, on Yahoo.
The draft.
Okay, we're out of here. See you next week.
Fuck it.
No.
Unlikely.
Please. Fool for the city.
I think he's ignoring you.